I have mentioned this in my book that I, at school, on the last day of school, I dressed as a pantomime cow. And I was the front end and my friend Mark Redding was the back end. And we went past the school assembly because we thought this would be the way to leave school, is we go past the school assembly and just trot off over the playing fields into the horizon. And unfortunately, the housemaster's name was Roy Moody. Lovely guy. Decided that he'd catch up with the cow. Ran through the house. Now, the doors of the house were locked. The doors of the school were locked by a co-conspirator whose name was Tony Fernandez. Tony Fernandez, funny enough, went on to bring cheap air travel to Asia. And he bought the Lotus Formula One team and he bought Queen's Park Rangers Football Club. So, but the way his career started was by locking the doors for us. And so the housemaster caught up with us and he pulled off the cow's head. He said, "Vine, get inside." And he gave us six of the best. And the great thing about it was that because in those days you could actually cane people, that the chap who was in the back of the costume, Mark Redding, who's since become appropriately a famous vet, suggested that he should take all the strokes of the cane because he was in the rear end of the costume. And to me, that was a moment of great heroism, you know. But I'm glad you met my brother. That's really, it's so funny. I was in this studio the other day, and this is just one of these BBC, you know, unattended studios that you use to do these kinds of interviews. And somebody, I said, "Is my brother around?" I heard he was in the building. And they said, "Yeah, he's through there." And I didn't even need to ask which room it was, because I just heard these gales of laughter coming out. So wherever he is, he's cheering someone up.